The Braves are taking on the Marlins as Mike Foltynewicz takes another crack at his first win of the year, and his battery mate Tyler Flowers would lend a hand.
And he unloads deep toward left field. Will the ballpark hold it? It bounces off the top of the fence. And Tyler Flowers has put the Braves in front. A first pitch line drive homer to the left of the home run sculpture. And the first homer of the year for the Braves. Catcher makes it 2-0.
Here's the first pitch to Gordon. It's grounded to first. Freeman's got it. The throw to Swanson. The throw back to Freeman. 3-6-3. Let's go sit down and get some hits. That'll do it. That'll end the inning on a dandy play by Freeman. But the home run will put one on the board. And at the end of four innings, the Braves lead. They cut into it. It's 2-1 Braves.
Really would love to see Mike finish this inning himself. Walk off that mound feeling 10 feet tall. And a ground ball to Phillips, who gets a redeemer. He will field cleanly and throw to first. And Folty's through six with a one-run lead. 2-1, Atlanta in front.
1-0 pitch. Ground ball sharply hit it up the middle. In the center. Flowers is in. Swanson will score. Throw comes to third. Inciarte safe there. It's a big two-run single to center and a 4-1 Atlanta lead.
Runners will go with two outs, three balls, two strikes. Here it is. And Flowers a shot to right field. A base hit. One run scores. Here comes Markakis around. Ball cut off. And the Braves are wailing away in Miami. They now lead it by an 8-1 score.
Atlanta scores six times in the seventh inning and goes on to beat Miami 8-4. The Braves snap a six-game losing streak. Mike Foltynewicz records his first win of the year, and Matt Kemp extends to a 12-game hit streak, going 2-5. All smiles in the Braves clubhouse on Friday as Brian Snitker's ball club gets a much-needed victory.
We needed somebody to kind of take us for a ride, and he did. He asked me before the game what I expected, and that's what I, expected. I thought he'd bounce back, and he did. It was really, might be his best game yet. Yeah. Especially he got, the lead, got through the decision inning in the sixth, and was really good. Had to work his butt off to get through that.
You guys were able to
home run, but came right settled right back down.
Yeah, it was good. It was good to see how, especially in the fifth inning. Guys are like, oh man, they smell that inning, and that's an experience thing also, is how to pitch that inning, how to pitch that third time around the order, all those things, and he was really good with it today.
The offense has had its ups and downs, but how nice was it to see those add-on?
Oh my God, yeah. We experienced it a few times in spurts, but it was really good to see.
How about with Folty? You want to see him take those steps, and this is another step to bounce back from that last start.
I think so, yeah. That's kind of what, like you said, we were talking about that earlier, and I thought he took a, great. This is really good. It's just really good to see some adversity, fight through, have to make pitches, tough situations, and everything was positive tonight for him.
How about the production you've been getting from Tyler Flowers here?
He's been swinging that bat really well.
Yeah.
All season, really.
Yeah.
And big, like I said, him and Kirk both, them guys have gotten big hits,
yeah.
To tie games, put us ahead, things like that. And Tyler just missed a couple other balls tonight,
mm-hmm.
too. So, yeah, they've been a really good night.
The score can almost be deceiving because Folty didn't pitch with the lead that big. He had 2-1 the whole game and still stepped up like he did.
Yeah, exactly. Which was that in itself is the thing I'm probably feel the best about tonight was how he went about it in a close ball game and the pitches that he made and some jams that he got out of.
How about just for him to make that in-game adjustment or whatever he did? He's kind of falling off there towards third, maybe off balance a little bit. It seemed like.
You think? When he lost his glove?
Yeah. but just for him to get.
No, it's good.
No,
that's like you say, it's all
yeah.
steps in a positive direction for him. And this will be a good game for him to build on for the future. And it should be, boost his confidence. And, and he busted his hit. He broke his egg too. Now, he's got to win. And it's just like a team starting out. That kind of weighs on you also. So you want to get that first one, and he did.
Braves backstop Tyler Flowers comes up big. He goes 2-for-4 with four RBIs. He's batting .369 for the season.
Well, it's definitely nice to get a couple across early. Folty had some good stuff working. Obviously, it's easier to pitch with the lead too. So that makes it a little bit better. Let him relax and execute pitches and get deep in the ballgame for us.
Your first home run of the season came at a really good time for you guys. You really needed to get that going.
Yeah, and like I said, definitely a good feeling to get ahead early. You know, we've kind of been climbing uphill for, you know, most of this road trip and a little bit of the homestand. So to flip the script a little bit, I think that definitely helps the starting pitching. It kind of helps the offense get rolling, too.
You're talking a lot about the starting pitching, and Mike Foltynewicz needed to show up to get the starting pitching back on track, and he delivered tonight, 6 innings, 1 run, no walks.
Yeah, very good. I mean, he had good command, and, you know, I mean, that's always the game plan. We can get strike one, then we have options. We can do some things and put them a little bit more on the defense. So he did a great job of that tonight. Didn't fall behind many guys, and that allows us to mix in a lot of off-speed and kind of keep them guessing.
Mike Foltynewicz gives Atlanta 6 strong innings and breaks into the win column for the first time this year.
You know, there's a lot of good moments in there. Second and third inning, getting out of, you know, jams with one out, no outs, and, you know, going through fifth and sixth inning there, going through the heart of the lineup, you know, with a one-run lead was, you know, it was a little stressful, but that's what you're out there for, and, you know, get the job done. It was just a good overall game. Hit my fastball spots when I need to sometimes there, and threw some good changes, threw some really bad changes at the same time, but he's kind of effectively wild in that a little bit too, so it was all right.
Good to snap the team skid and you get your own win.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just going out there. I know the team needs a win. We're way better than what we are, and I was just going to go out there, battle my butt off, and try the best I could to get this win and get this thing turned around, and you know, go into the weekend with a win and build off that. So it's, you know, I was very excited we could get that win today and just move forward from it.
You're all professionals and you all want to win, but did you feel like there's been extra pressure on the starting pitching to step up and get everybody back on track?
Yeah, especially, you know, when losing, you know, so many games in a row, and, you know, you win some and you go back to that losing streak. It's, you know, all of us pitchers, we just want to, you know, get that win, like you said, and just get that ball rolling and hopefully get a win streak going. And, you know, it's a little pressure here and there, but you just try not to think about it. Stay with your game plan and, you know, just try to execute pitches as best as possible. And, you know, it's just still early for us. We're still trying to get things down. And, you know, it's a good start tonight. We'll just build off that.
Last Friday you said you could tell you didn't have it right away. Could you tell you had it right away tonight?
A little bit. I think just after I got out of that second and third inning, I knew I just needed them 2 runs, and I was going to get out of there all right. And we did that. And, yeah, the ball was coming out good. It was a little more warm here than anywhere we played. I think I got warmed up within 5 minutes when I was in the outfield. So it was very warm to get loose, and I think the ball was coming out a little better then. And you know, there was a couple spots here where it got a little slippery, got a little wet, but it was fine.
Is that what happened with your glove?
Yeah, I mean, it just came off, and it just came right off my hand. I didn't know what happened there, but that was a little funny. But yeah, it was a little warm out there then.
What was happening there in the third inning besides the ball? Well, I mean, you were kind of falling off a little bit. Didn't seem to be quite on balance, but then you made some adjustment. What happened and what adjustment did you make?
I think I was just, like I said, in the past, just getting too excited, getting out there and trying to throw as hard as I can, and that's when I really fall off and don't stay on my backside, especially in the stretch. When I'm in the stretch, things get a little crazy, a little fast, and I think I made myself settle down, breathe a little bit, and got back to staying tall on the mound, and I was just bailing my butt off, going 100%, just trying to get that W, so it was a battle out there.
How satisfying had these first, whatever it's 5 starts or whatever it's been for you, how satisfied are you, you know, not only to bounce back from a couple rough ones as quickly as you have, but just as well, how well you pitched?
Yeah, I mean, that was the, you know, one of the goals coming in this season was just to be consistent out there. You know, had one bad game, gave up 7 runs, and I knew I needed to rebound. And, you know, especially with this little losing streak we had, and just to get the team back on track, because we know we can win. And just going out there and being consistent is my plan. And, you know, not trying to strike everyone out here today. And, you know, I didn't do that, let the defense get into play and getting early outs. And, you know, that was the main key. And just not leaving the ball in the middle like against St. Louis. So
the Braves will try to make it 2 in a row in Miami on Saturday when Julio Teheran makes the start.